You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Teller. Some soon-to-be-released music from guitarist Dave Stryker and his long-standing trio of B3 player Jared Gold and drummer McClenty Hunter from the album Blue Fire, recorded at the legendary Van Gilder Recording Studios in New Jersey. We heard a tune from Stryker called Van Gilder's Place. 36-year-old New York City-based tenor saxophonist Chad LB from his recently released album, The Shadow of Your Smile, that was the title track, that saw him working with pianist Laia Gregorian, bassist Ben Tiberio, and drummer Mike Pilot. And the set started with music out of the Toronto jazz scene from Cuban-born Canadian pianist Hilario Duran and his Latin jazz big band. Off the album Cry Me a River, we heard Night in Tunisia, with some solo work from alto saxophonist Paquito de Rivera and bassist Roberto Occhipinti.
There was a fella named Jefferson who would tear it up in the band, a vocalizer phenomenon. They used to call the brain man. He would think like a sage, sing like a horn, and there on the stage something special was born. He would swing, did-did-at, he was the cat. He sang with Moody and 57, he put the lyric to bop. When little Danny came down from heaven, he put it over the top. Jazz was hot in the east, cool in the west, but his vocalese, it was simply the best, because man couldn't be scat, he was the cat. Was hip but wise as an old man, taking that trip to celebrate. Cold man, let me rip on body and soul. Man, I know what he'd do. The poetry flew. A founding father was Jefferson, yet he never got the acclaim. We're here to tell you that he's the one that the vocalese in the game. He would dig sitting in, blowing a hit, and then he would spin out a story to fit. He was some acrobat, he was the cat.
And we're all tipping our hat. He was the cat. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. When Superstorm Sandy hit New York City in 2012, Arnab Ghosh was a resident physician at Bellevue Hospital in Manhattan. Months later, when he saw some of his patients again for the first time since the storm, he found that many were struggling to manage their health conditions.
They hadn't taken their medications because they weren't sure where to find them. They were sicker in various measures. Their blood pressure was not as well controlled. Their diabetes was worse.
It prompted Ghosh, now an assistant professor at Weill Cornell Medicine, to study how disasters affect people's health over time. His team analyzed Medicare data from more than 120,000 older adults who lived in New Jersey, New York City, and Connecticut during and after Superstorm Sandy. They found that those living in zip codes that flooded during the storm had higher rates of heart attacks, strokes, and other cardiovascular problems in the 5 years that followed. He says it shows there's a need for long-term health monitoring and support for people affected by climate disasters, who often endure great stress and anxiety.
That disruption to their lives is actually having a real and complex impact upon their health.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.